Riding Home with Steve Jackson on The Drive on News Talk 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Oh, yeah, that's us. 3:42, it is your Thursday drive yet to come. Lynette Lyon is here from Waggle, which is the new pet app. Safari West and the Lion Ranch. She's got a bush baby with her. Darwin. He's been here before. He's the cutest thing ever. They're doing a big Valentine's Day deal that they do every year at Safari West. Blair Hardman, my 35-year comedy partner, will be joining us in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to do another Jackson and Blair fun hour and hand out a bunch of prizes and play some goofy games and just forget about everything except fun. Deb Fudge, she is the chair of the smart boards. Marin is going rogue on this smart train extension. We'll talk about that with Deb. And it's Thursday, the Drive Brouhaha, featuring Seismic Brewing today. And joining us right now, our good friend and Drive Hall of Famer, Tawny Logan from the Sonoma County Growers Alliance. Hello, my dear.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Good to be here with you again, Steve.
So, as was stated in the Press Democrat recently in an editorial, which was headlined, "Yes on Measure A for Tax on Cannabis." I'll quote the editorial board. "It's a brave new world for the California marijuana industry after state voters in November approved the drug for recreational consumption. It's also a wild and unruly world as an industry that has forever operated in the shadows steps out into the light for the first time." Okay. I still don't understand why we're voting on a tax for marijuana, because that's one of the reasons a lot of people wanted to legalize it, so the state could make money. I would have just assumed it would automatically, and this is where I really show my idiocy and dumbness, that it would automatically just happen once it was right. Made legal, right? Everything else is taxed. I mean, beer's
taxed. The
only
two guarantees, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not quite sure why we're voting on this, but...
So state tax is, you know, a very different conversation than the local, because there's a bone that the state will be throwing from the cannabis tax fund towards local gov, but it's not going to be enough for, you know, the 54 counties across the state to distribute.
The state tax is going in place, yeah, and they get the money.
And
this is a Sonoma County tax on top of the state tax.
Yes, and this is actually the platform. This is part of our biggest concern with Prop 64, as you well know. When SCGA came out in opposition, you know, our issue number one was 15% tax is exceedingly high. It's excessive. You're hitting both adult use and medical markets, so there's no breaks for the medical patients. And then on top of that 15%, Prop 64 embedded a $9.25 per ounce of flower tax and $2.75 per ounce of leaf. So you're having this additional $200 per pound put on top of every single pound that's generated. And the way it's written in Prop 64 is at the point of harvest, which makes it even more difficult for operators, because what happens after harvest? You could have crop loss, you could have powdery mildew or mold, or devastating, the light power goes out. And you
that doesn't seem fair.
Right. You'd still owe all those taxes, even if the labs say, hey, it's not clean, can't go to market, still have to pay taxes on that. So we're already dealing with a compounded issue. So when you talk about local taxes, you're going to see a flare up from the operators, because look at all the fees in front of us, from regulatory to permitting and licensing, tax fees on top of it. Then if you're a property owner, those land taxes, we don't have 280E deductions. So we cannot write off any of our cost of production. So
also doesn't seem fair.
Well, because that's a federal filing, right?
So
they're not going to give us any deductions on our Schedule I activity yet.
Well, within the industry locally, there's a disagreement, would you say?
There are a lot of perspectives, because, you know, basically the industry, because when the Sonoma County Land Use Ordinance, the cannabis ordinance that passed on December 20th to give us a permitting scheme, when the clause was added to that ordinance that there must be a revenue model created in order to authorize permitting for that ordinance to pass, then it basically hung our permitting scheme and the entire ordinance on this revenue model, which is not going to come from the general funds, right. Means it's going to come from taxes. And that was at the 11th hour. So tax model was created. And we didn't have enough time for industry buy-in to say, hey, here's the things that are going to work, here's the things that are not. And so now that conversation is at the table while this measure is trying to push through to the ballot. You can see in City of Santa Rosa, they had a little bit of a head start, moved a little bit faster in their permitting for the cannabis industry. So permitting came first. Then they just opened up the tax discussion in this right. last month, right. and they took time for stakeholder input. And the county and the city tax model looked the same at first. And now that the City of Santa Rosa has opened up to stakeholder discussion, you see a much more dynamic and reasonable tax structure that the industry says, yes, we can work with this. And so it really divides us, because we have a incredibly aggressive timeline. It's just nonstop for the next 2 years. But especially in 2017, we have kind of been giving our marching orders through regulations, through legislation and regulations over the last 18 months, right? MCRSA passed in 2015. Yeah. Last year, all of the counties and cities that wanted to started to adopt regulations to mirror what the state had passed. Then Prop 64 passed 1 year later in November of last year. So now we have medical track and adult use track, and local government can't move fast enough to keep up with all of these new with all these new laws coming down the pipeline. And all of that has to happen, and an operator has to have a permit in their hand by January 1st, 2018. In order to apply for that state license. And the reason that it's important that they're having that permit in hand by Jan 1 is because there is, on a state level, when you're looking at this cannabis marketplace, I think Mike McGuire just came out and said over $7 billion cannabis market share.
Yeah.
So
that's amazing.
Do you want to be the company who's on the shelves as a licensed producer in 2018 or in 2020? Because that's going to affect your market share and your ability to get to the market. This is 2017 is going to be a bumpy ride all throughout the year, because we're in the transition year between state regulations and law being created, local law adopting or banning, and then 2018 is state implementing their laws and the licensing program. And so this is the year where there's such a dynamic conversation at the table and the most amount of disruption to the industry.
Well, I'm confused as usual.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so some of the industry says we're going to do whatever it takes to be able to get to that point where we have permits or other authorization by our local gov in time to get that state license, because my company wants to get that state license and be on that regulated market. That's our track. We don't want to be in the unregulated or black market. We only want to operate here. And the only way to do that is by getting these permits. Other operators within the industry say this tax measure is absolutely irresponsible and has the potential to bankrupt this industry with a simple majority vote. So when you look at the tax measure, while there's an initial rate that is mostly reasonable, the type threes definitely wouldn't be considered reasonable. $18.75 a square foot is a pretty big tax, but 50 cents a square foot for cottage is a nominal fee. So you have, a huge discrepancy between those license types. Bringing it back, you have You have the overall rate that has been introduced by the tax measure says that the county can tax up to 10% per license type. So technically, they have the authority to tax the product five times along the supply chain.
A whole lot of taxing going on.
That would be a whole lot of taxing, and that would destroy that. That's the self-destruct button, right? If you wanted to, if you wanted to shut the whole regulated market down, that's how you would do it. And there is a, you know, there's a historic lack of trust from the cannabis industry with law enforcement and local government, and we're working really hard to build that rapport and trust on both sides. But you've got a huge fraction of the cannabis industry who says, I don't trust my county to keep these rates reasonable and lower them, especially knowing that we're having so many financial crises happening. Will they actually reduce taxes, or are they going to increase because there is the initial rate is basically exceeding threshold of what a company could handle to operate in the profit zone?
The PD editorial says first off, reminder that it's Measure A. It'll be on the March 7th ballot. I got my ballot in the mail today.
Yep.
Yeah. It would impose a tax on growers and related businesses to pay for the impacts of bringing the industry above ground. The editorial goes on to say there's little doubt that the industry should pay for its impacts, and Measure A faces little opposition. I'm going to read this, and I don't know if you can respond to this or not. Our editorial says, in fact, the Sonoma County Growers Alliance is backing the measure.
Yeah, it's a misquote. I had an interview with a reporter from the Argus Courier and told him that we were neutral and gave the same, like, here are the pros and cons and here's why we can't take a position. And somehow he plucked a support position out of that. And so we're working right now on even within SCGA, I have a board that sees both sides, and it's such a severe rock and a hard place. This is a more difficult decision for us than it was to take an opposition, and that took months to come to the research and information to make that solid position that we opposed 64, and we knew that we were not going to curry a lot of favor from the industry by opposing adult use, but we were trying to make people cognizant of the negative impacts that was coming with this particular adult use model.
Right.
Now people are seeing it and going, well, let's just not have taxes on a local level and then we can afford the state taxes. Well, that was never going to be the option.
Is the alliance going to stay neutral for through the election? Or?
We're working on having a position by the end of the day. We've been trying for 3 days.
You'll let us know.
This is tough. I mean, I was in a meeting for 2.5 hours last night, having my teenagers cook dinner. I'll be home soon, but we can't come to a conclusion because this, you know, it. Either decision, we're going to. It's going to hurt because if we oppose the tax measure, and that's what our analysis was last night. What are the impacts and the long-term impacts of this decision if we oppose, or if the county voters oppose and vote no on this, then that's $400,000 of the Sonoma County's general funds that went into that special election, right?
Yeah,
and they're
yeah.
not going to foot that bill again this year. So then it's going to be the burden of pushing another initiative through is going to fall on the industry. Then they're going to have to come up with a proposal, and then they're going to have to get the buy-in from the rest of the Sonoma County voters. We have to gather, 85,000 plus signatures and then get that thing to ballot in November. And if we get it to ballot November in Sonoma County, voters vote yes, then maybe February next year applications open up, which means we completely miss the Jan 1 deadline. And then if applications open February of 2018, maybe our operators will have permits as early as November of next year. And that puts us an entire year behind the rest of the state on competing for the marketplace. So that's a huge decision to make as an industry. Are we okay with that? You know, how does everybody feel? So we're putting out our surveys right now. They're on our social media. The best way for the county to weigh in from our industry and general community is to jump on. So Sonoma County has their survey, sonomacounty.ca.gov/cannabis. And the first box says Measure A, and at the bottom is a link for their survey. And then the Sonoma County Growers Alliance, our survey just went out in our newsletter. It's going up on our social media site, and then we are going to continue the conversations with our membership to find out, you know, what decision do you guys, are you making a fully educated decision? If the measure does pass, then we have a tax measure that has the potential to destruct this entire regulated market. We're going to have to be very diligent in making sure that our supervisors understand the fiscal impacts and get a tax committee to keep the rates low.
I'm going to go smoke a doob and think about all this. Tawny Logan, director of the Sonoma County Growers Alliance, thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back on the drive.